Again, Mike Cossey and Check Sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So I have no idea what to talk about here in sports. I mean,
oh, we got a couple things. I watched the basketball games last night from the Garden, and Duke beat Kansas by 2 in a real choppy game. And the second game was number 1 ranked Michigan State against number 2 Kentucky, and Kentucky beat them 69-62. And this was a big win for Kentucky. If you remember last year when they played Duke out of the box, they got blown out with all their young freshmen. Well, this year the young freshmen look pretty good for Kentucky. A lot of them can shoot the ball, and they're very athletic. Michigan State was down a player, but nonetheless, Kentucky beat them by 7, and looks like Kentucky has a pretty promising year ahead of them.
All right, let's go to college football for a second. The rankings were the first official rankings were listed last night.
Yeah, the fake news college football baloney playoff series. Yep.
Ohio State first, 8-0. LSU next, 8-0. Alabama third, 8-0. Penn State fourth. That's a joke. 8-0. Clemson fifth, 9-0. Georgia sixth, 7-1. Oregon eighth, 8-1. Utah. And then Oklahoma is ninth at 7-1.
It's a total joke.
I mean,
all the major conferences have playoffs to determine a conference champion. You just get all the conference champions and you have a playoff. Yeah. End of story. If you want to have two at-large bids for independence, that's fine. And you just go on with it. This is nothing more than a popularity contest. They put numbers in the computer and who believes that? Who believes that? Oh, we put strength of schedule and this and that, and come on. It's like the Amazing Kreskin with the envelope. It's a joke.
It's unfortunately what we have to work with.
Yeah, it's a popularity contest. So LSU plays Alabama this weekend. One of them's going to lose. So that means all of them other teams are better than the team that loses on Saturday? It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
All right, now
if it goes by that, then these teams are going to schedule patsy after patsy after patsy, so they have nobody that can beat them. Kind of like what Notre Dame does.
Okay. So now you see where the Sharks player Kane is being sued for $500,000 from a casino.
There you go.
He claims he did not pay markers that he owed to
the casino's probably claiming he didn't pay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the casino's lying.
Probably.
He paid him. He never took the money. He didn't pay it. Come on.
The lawsuit.
People, unbelievable.
He took out 8 markers of between $20,000 and $100,000 April 15th.
Wow. Right. 8 in one day.
In one day.
Not knowing when to quit.
He did not pay the markers yet, and they want just the cost of the markers and the cost of the lawsuit to get the money back.
Well, if this was the old days, Mr. Kane would go absent.
Yeah,
he'd be a part of the desert.
That's right. Yes. Well, you wanted to have a professional sports team in Las Vegas.
That's the whole thing. I mean, did the Sharks play?
Yeah, he was in town
around that time.
Yeah, he was in town and he went to the casino. Yeah, that's exactly.
There you go. But you know what? That's not even an excuse anymore, because you can go online and play. And I know people that do that, and I just shake my head. A couple people say I lost $2,000 playing online. I'm like, why didn't you just open the window and throw it out? You really think that stuff's on the up and up?
Yeah, people that gamble online,
they have a sickness.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if I'd just give me the $2,000.
Yeah, I could be your slot machine. You could pull my hand, and I'll just keep going. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You lost.
I could use the money more than the online gamblers.
I could put it to good use too.
Yeah.
I'll even sing.
We don't want you to sing.
Speaking about singing, the Islanders are singing. They won their 10th in a row last night. Have you heard anything about the Islanders? I mean, you live in Connecticut. You're a little further away from New York. But have you heard anything about the Islanders?
Well, no, and I'll put it this way. I look at the New York papers, and I listen to New York radio and stuff like that. So, no, zero talk about the Islanders.
Now, if it was the last place, And let me say that again. The last place, because it gives me great pleasure, Rangers, it would be on every TV network, every newspaper, everywhere you want. But because it's the stepchild Islanders, you don't hear anything about it. They won 10 games in a row in the NHL. That's huge. That's huge. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. They're 11-3. They won 10 in a row. So they started the season 1-3 and ran off 10. That's a good run. I mean, that's the kind of runs that you look for. Excuse me. And it doesn't matter if it's in November or in April. That's a good run that's putting this team in position for the rest of the season, unlike their counterpart across the East River, the Rangers, who have 11 points in 12 games. So the Islanders are one of the better teams in the NHL right now. The Bruins lost last night, too. So they're 11-2.
Second loss, yeah.
But they're playing well, too. So the Blues are back where they belong, like I said the other day. But the big story is the Islanders, Rich, right now this year.
All right. And what else? Here's what I hate about the news cycle. Baseball season's just over.
I hear you.
And Washington has won the World Series. Mm-hmm. And it used to take like a month or so, and then right around Christmas time or New Year's, people would start talking baseball, hot stove league.
Yeah, well, they opened up the free agent market yesterday.
Yeah.
So teams are free to sign whoever they want.
Yeah.
So the saga continues.
Yeah.
The speculation, this, that, the other thing. Funny thing, I heard somebody say this morning on TV that CC Sabathia called up Cole to say, because he said, I'm a Southern California guy where Cole's thinking of going, and look what New York did for me. I'm still waiting to see what New York did for him.
Well, Cole actually, by the way, came back and said he didn't say that he wanted to play in Southern California. He said those were his friends on the team.
He didn't say it, everybody on the Astros said it.
I don't think
they're making it up.
No, but I basically think what Cole was saying is throw me enough money and I'll play in hell.
We've seen how that works for the Yankees.
I'm not talking about the Yankees. I'm talking about the Yankees didn't throw away the big money last year.
The
Phillies.
Because they couldn't throw any big money away because Stanton has it all.
The Phillies the Phillies are the perfect example.
Well, like I said last year, the Phillies and the Padres did the Yankees a favor by not signing them, and that was the best move the Yankees ever made by not signing either one of those two guys.
Saves themselves $300 to $400 million, and they won their division anyway. They lost one. They didn't get into the World Series, but still, they saved them all that money. You're exactly right.
But like I said before, if the Yankees sign Cole, where's the money going to come from to sign all these other guys coming through, like Judge and Sanchez and the second baseman, and the list goes on and on?
They'll do what the Red Sox did this year. They'll pay the luxury tax. Red Sox, for the past 3 years, have been paying, I think, 25% to 40% luxury tax. And this year they decided they're not going to do it.
It's not going to work. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe Cole will develop Tommy John disease or something.
I don't know. I just give baseball a rest. Let the other sports take over and start talking hot stove league once again in January. That's
the problem. Yeah. I'm sure that's happening in other cities.
Yeah.
But in New York, when your winter teams are the Rangers, not the Islanders, the Rangers and the Knicks, and the Giants and the Jets, you don't have much to talk about.
All right.
I heard that they're giving free boxes to Captain Crunch this weekend for every ticket that goes to the Giant-Jet game. Is that true?
I don't know.
Everybody gets a free box of Captain Crunch, the new one they got, blueberry or something.
The futility bowl. All right. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.